For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The mega merger between two huge chicken processors highlights how difficult it is to truly enforce antitrust laws. Just days after the U.S. Justice Department approved Cargill and Continental Grain's new Wayne Sanderson Farms, they filed a lawsuit against them. The DOJ says it wants to end what it claims are long-standing, deceptive, and abusive practices for workers.
Farmers are not better off for being part of this system.
Patty Anderson, Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. She says the industry claims what's called extreme vertical integration, where a company owns the source materials, production, and distribution, has a history of improving efficiencies. But for whom?
If you look at the average income for chicken farmers, it's gone down over the past 30 years.
The USDA is proposing new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act to add more protections for workers, poultry farmers, and the public. Certain Republican politicians are now wiping anti-abortion language from their websites since the backlash against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. But some states are doubling down, threatening harsh legal consequences for anyone assisting those who seek services. One organization focuses on helping those in rural areas, one flight at a time. Xander Brown has more.
Allison Draith with Midwest Access Coalition says the organization offers financial assistance to those seeking an abortion, including gas, food, childcare, and travel.
We went from servicing early in 2022 to about 30 clients a week. Now we're seeing about 50 clients a week.
The scarcity of abortion clinics makes travel hard, but Draith says there's no shortage of smaller airfields and private pilots to cover the distance.
Generally, everyone in the United States lives within 30 minutes of a municipal airport, whether they know it or not, these small little airfields in our communities.
The organization has recently partnered with Elevated Access, an organization of 800 volunteer pilots seeking to offer more flights for rural clients. I'm Xander Brown.
Political polarization is hard to measure, though Americans increasingly live in decidedly red or blue regions, but not if you live where economies are driven by recreation. Looking at voting patterns for presidential elections, Daily Yonder journalist Sarah Malott found those so-called rural recreation counties have more competitive races and higher turnout. Recreation areas make up only 11% of the nation's non-metropolitan counties, but they were 10% less likely than other rural counties to have a landslide election, in which one candidate wins by more than 20 points.
It adds a little bit more complexity to our ideas of how rural people vote, where they come from.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.